often do I say,
are you high curse for Ishtar?
Yeah, that
if you do it. Yeah. I don't remember what context I quoted that in. But.
To explain the half a minute of that.
Ah, right. Okay, correct. Okay, let's go. It's recording? Okay, so in the middle of the Shaka Vitaria here, when they're trying to figure out what's the din of a Tsara of a Matisa, if you remember where it is, it's on Yudal, I mean, it's twice, of course. Both prices appear twice, but let's go to the first time. Yudal from base, third to last skinny line. Tashma ha Matsu Grishashi Shinises, he vitsarasa holetzis. Says, he vitsarasa sagadaita, she and her turning chalitza? Why? They both need chalitza. Elaima, oh, he old sarasa. No, means one of them needs chalitza. And then they say, the lab to roots of the tarts is like tarsaki, he choletza, sarasa, oh, choletza, so misya bemes. So we have two points here. Number one, the Gemara says, right? He vitsarasa choletzes salka daita, meaning can they both need chalitza? No, they obviously don't both need chalitza. That's ridiculous. Whoever heard of them both needing chalitza? That's in the havamina. And the maskana is he choletzes sarasa o choletzes. Oh, Missy Abanish. She can do chalitza, but with her tzara, you have either choice. Meaning, she can do chalitza or her tzara can do chalitza. They don't both have to do chalitza. So in the Havmina said it's ridiculous. You think you mean they both have to do chalitza? And the Maskana also, they said no, they don't both have to do chalitza. Now, if all we know is Maseches Yevamos up to Daf Yud Aleph, and you know what it says in the Chumash, then this makes perfect sense to us. Like we all know, we've even seen it quoted from the Gemara and Daf Mandala a few times. Of course, the Torah doesn't require you to do chalitza or give them to more than one tzara. One tzara is good enough, right? But Tosis points out that is not really so pashut, because there's a concept later on, mostly on Daf Chavav and Beis, the Chavzayim and Aleph, and then it comes up again in the early Nuns, you know, spread out a little here and there. Tosis the rest of Tzarasa says. Right? I guess he's going in the in-between stage, right? Oh, he owns Sarasa. He says, either one of them can do chalitza. He says, what do you mean? But there's a din called chalitza psula. That's a din later on. It says chalitza psula. That's how we paskin. Tzricha lachzor al kol ha'achin. Meaning, if you do chalitza, what's the case later on of chalitza psula? Dafafav and beis. What's the case of chalitza psula? What does chalitza psula mean in this sense? It does not mean you do the chalitza, but you mess it up, right? That's another, that technically is the meaning of the word chalitza psula, right? I passel the chalitza, what did I do? I took the shoe off his left foot instead of his right foot, or I took off, you know, or I did it at night, or did it without Adim, if you hold you need Adim, or I mean, you can imagine a million ways that you could passel a chalitza. I was forced into it, but that's not what chalitza psula means. What does chalitza psula mean here? Chalitza of a woman who I couldn't do yibam, right? Or at least that's a common case. What's the example of chalitza psula and daf chafav and beis? That why can't I do yibam?
Fat brother's free diet.
So far, that hasn't told me anything.
Meaning you've already done chalitza to a sister. So
exactly. Achos chalutzaso. Right? Now, if it would be achos ishto, that would be an erev d'oraisa, that would be first mishnah, so you'd be part of the gamri. But achos chalutzaso, we assume, not like Rabbi Akiva, it's only xer drabanan, because the sister of your chalutza could confuse the sister of your divorced wife with, achos grushaso. So therefore, achos chalutzaso is a xer drabanan, so you can't do yibam, because this is a drabanan. Therefore, since you can't do yibam, the chalitza is called chalitza psula. And what's the principle there? Chalitza psula, at least Rav says, lachra kol ha'achin, chalitza psula, she has to get, it's not enough to just have one brother be cholitzer, all the brothers have to be cholitzer. So the principle is, in chalitza psula, it's not enough to just have one representative, all the brothers need to do it. Okay, that's talking about if there's multiple brothers. What if there are not multiple brothers, or maybe there are or aren't multiple brothers, there are multiple wives, there are multiple tsaros or yevamos. So that comes up later on in the sugya. Cholot l'achayos lo miftu tzaros, right? That Shmuel says. If a guy has two of his brothers die, and they each leave him two wives, but one of the, there's a pair of sisters there. So the sisters are all achos zikukaso, right? So they're puzzle. So therefore, if you chalat l'achayus, if you do chalitza to the pasul sisters, now the other girls are kosher, right? I mean, it's a few days in the war, but let's assume. So, but if you do chalitza to the pasul one, the one who's also with achlus ukukaso, then you haven't pottered the tzaros. You need to go and do chalitza all the tzaros. So since the chalitza psula does not have the power to potter all the brothers from this wife, and doesn't have the power to potter all the wives from this brother. Right? So chalitza psula is individual. It doesn't affect the whole bais, the whole family. That's the principle that seems to come from the Chav Vav Beis Chav Zayin Aleph. Obviously, there's a ton of details there if you get into it, and even if you read the Gemara, you wouldn't really be into it until you read through all the Rishonim. And in terms of what's the exact relationship between the brothers, multiple brothers versus multiple wives, are there subtle differences, the Gemara suggests. We're not going to go into all the details now, because we're not learning that. So yeah, there's a principle called Chalitza Psula. So Tosos says, hold on a second, our whole Gemara, Bain in the Havni, when they have this Tema, Bain in the middle, right? Here's the middle. The middle is, what's the lashon of the, what they think in the middle? Ohi Otsarasa, right? Ohi Otsarasa Choletzes. Bain in the end, when they decide, I'll leave no number that Tsara's mutter, which every paskin, that she can do Chalitza, but the Tsar can do either way. The Tsar can do either way, that's fine. The Tsar's Kshera, how can she do Chalitza? That's not going to pop to the Tzara. Right? Just skip her. The Tzara has the Chalitza either way. So, our whole Gemara seems to be assuming there's only one Chalitza, but there's a din that Chalitza Psula has to be Chol Dara Kol Achim, which is against the whole Mahalach of our Gemara. That is a fundamental problem, meaning there's not really any way to get the concept of Chalitza Psula to work in our Gemara. So, says Tosfos, I've got the Chalitza Psula Tzara Kol Achim, Tzara Kol Achim. That's only a case of achayos, achos zukukaso, or they had earlier achos chalutzaso, or some cases from the fifth parak from the nuns, or balas get, right? What's called the balas get? If I give my yivama a get, now there's no halachic reason why anyone should ever give their yivama a get, but what if someone does it? Then Chazal made gzera that midah rais, there's no such thing as giving your yivama a get. I mean, after you do Yibam, then it's Naskei Eshto Chol Davar. But Midah Raisa is no such thing as a get Yibmin. But if someone were to do it, either by mistake or because they were, you know, pulling a trick on their brother or something, then that Yibama becomes usher to be Miyabim anymore once you give the get. Because, you know, it looks Midah Rabbanan like Kevin Shlo Bama Shlo Yibmin. Even though Midah Raisa, you just gave her a comic strip. But it looks like him, so you're not allowed to do Yibim anymore. So therefore, Balas Get also is Chalitza Psula. Now, what you can't do Yibim, you have to do Chalitza, but it's Chalitza Psula, so you have to be Chozer Al Kalachin. That's also an example. And so what does Tosa say? Here's the question. What about Chalitza Psula? So one answer is the Shita of Tosos. Tosa says, no, you misunderstood the concept of Chalitza Psula. You thought Chalitza Psula means whatever you can't do Yibam, that's Chalitza Psula. Tosa says, no. Dehora has Zika v'kol shalah. Chalitza Psula is only when there's a weakness in the Zika, not when there's a side problem. Only when there's an internal weakness in the Zika. So what does Tosa say? Chalitza Psula is only if the Zika is weakened. What weakens the Zika? For example, the get weakens the Zika. Obviously, I give the get. This is all on the Rabbanan level anyway. This whole dinner of Chalitza Psula is the Rabbanan. Everyone seems to agree. When I give a get, that obviously weakens the Zika. I gave her a get. We do a Rabbanan that had some effect, and obviously a get weakens the Zika. It's a get. Or, Achos Zikukaso. Why does Achos Zikukaso weaken the Zika? Because it's like... It's like Arayos, and we know from the first Mishnah that Arayos is the steer of the Zika, right? Or Achos Chalutzaso, right? That's the beginning of the Chav Vav and Beis, the original case. Achos Chalutzaso, that's also. It's like Arayos, so it weakens the Zika. So all these things weaken the Zika, right? But, Avol B'Shardach, Yochti Avgal B'Shul Yabin, Kimicha Zika Shlema Ho Teres. But what does Tosu say? Tosu says that, what's Chalitza Psula? Taka, what's so bad about a Chalitza just because I can't do Yibam. So I can't do Yibam, right? I mean, take reductio ad absurdum. Let's say, you know, I'm very sick, so I can't do Yibam. Or let's say, you know, whatever the reason is. Let's say I have a wife and she says she'll kill me if I do Yibam. So is that a pgam in the chalitza? No, that's my shikol. I have my shikol in. But it doesn't affect the chalitza internally. It's not an internal difference in the chalitza. So what's the difference between if my wife says she'll kill me or if my boss says he'll fire me? You know, it's, I don't know, I'm running for the Republican nomination and I'm already married, and if I do Yibam, it's going to bring up old issues and I'm going to lose the nomination. Right? So, that's my problem, but it's not a pagam internally in the chalitza. What's the only thing that would be internal pagam in the chalitza? If the chalitza was, what is chalitza? Chalitza is releasing the zika. If it's an incomplete chalitza because it's releasing an incomplete zika. If you don't have a full zika to start with, then you can't do a full chalitza. So that's what Tosu says. Tosu says only if the zika is weakened because a side problem does not affect the chalitza, right? And that makes a lot of sense. Why should a side problem affect the chalitza? So Tos says the same thing would be if it was Alman Kohen Gadol Grushim Chalutz LeKohen Head Yodin Nisden Mamzeres Unasim El Yisrael and Bas Shom Unasinu Mamzer Chayvei Lavin or Edomi and Mitzri or things like that. That's not a pgam in the Zika. That's a side problem, right? What's a side problem? I don't want to violate this coincidental Isser which has nothing to do with Hilchos Yibam. So if it's a coincidental Isser which has nothing to do with Hilchos Yibam, then that's a side problem. And as a side problem, it doesn't change the chalitza, so the chalitza is kshera. Only, this is a very lumdish tosos, a side problem doesn't make you a chalitza psula, right? This is many places, see lumdish, brisker type of thing in the Rishonim. Tosos says, right, it's a very brisker thing to say, every time I can't do yibam, that's my problem I can't do yibam, that's a side issue. But the yibam, the parish of yibam itself is not changed, so it's a full chalitza. It's just a full chalitza for a good reason. But if the problem is not a side problem, internally I don't have a full zika on this woman. Why? Either because I gave her a get, or because she is domela arayos and midrabana, and they weaken the zika because they made her like arayos. Or another example they give of chalitza psula is balas mamar. Tos doesn't mention it here, but it's pretty clear from the words later on. So mamar. What does mamar mean? Mamar means if I'm a kaddish my yavama with kesef and shtar. Right, I give her a ring and say, I have a kodeshes thing. That's also midoraisa, it doesn't exist. But midrabanan, they actually said this is a proper thing to do, because since it might seem znustic to people, if I just all of a sudden go to bed with a woman, this way, I have a kaddish her with a ring first, so if I have a kaddish her with a ring first, and then I do chalitza, which is obviously the wrong thing to do. I'm only supposed to have a kaddish her with a ring if I want to do yivam. But if I do the wrong thing, and the kaddish her with a ring, and then do chalitza, that's also chalitza psula. Why? Because there's a weakened zika. Why is there a weakened zika? So I already started to marry her. Once I marry her, there's no more Zika. Zika means...
Isn't it a strengthened Zika?
It's a stronger relationship, but it's a weaker Chiyuvim, because I've already done half the mitzvah. Now I only have half the mitzvah left. So you're right, paradoxically, strong relationship is a weaker Zika. Anyway, that's Tosa says. But what did Tosa say? Machzer Grushaso... is just a side problem. Maxi Grishasso, that's just a side problem. What's so bad about Maxi Grishasso? That's not an internal problem within the Zika. That's just a side problem. There happens to be an Isra on earth with a Maxi Grishasso. So since it's just a side problem, therefore it's not a Chalitza Psula, and that's how he explains our Sunya.
It seems kind of counterintuitive. Wouldn't you expect a weaker Zika to be easier to get rid of?
Wouldn't you expect a weaker Zika to be easier to get rid of? So, it's going to be a lot easier to understand the machlokes we'll see in a moment. According to Shmuel, let's say, if we just simplify things, who says that a chalitza psula only doesn't work for someone else who has a full zika. Then you say, well, so I only got rid of a weak zika. That's not motzi her who has a full, strong zika. But according to Rav, who says, no, even if they're both weak zikas, the chalitza psula doesn't work. What you have to say, and we'll try to come back to it, although I admit that I will be either stuck trying to explain in a very push it way, and then the only way I'll be able to explain it very nicely is in a more fancy way. But you're right, you're going to have to think about that. So you know what, let's just think about that. Because that's part two. Okay, and you know, I'll try my best to explain it without being fancy. And then, you know, we'll have to be a little fancy. What can you do? Yeah?
I think that might also relate to the subject on Daf Chazayin about Balas Haget and Balas Maimar. Which one is it preferable to do Chalitza for me? If you weaken the Zika a little bit or you strengthen it?
Right. But that's already too detailed for us now. That's a killer sugya on Daf Chof Vav and Chof Zayin. And, you know, to really understand what it's saying would be more than we're willing to bite off. Now, what I want to suffice with today is to just understand how it relates to Machzor Grushaso and understand the basic idea of Chalitza Psula, you know, as just one idea without getting into details. So the only detail we're going to get into is with your Mechila's Machzor Grushaso. So we'll start with the detail of Machzor Grushaso, then go back and just understand the basic concept, and then all the other details we'll have to leave for when we get to Daf Chof Vav Chof Zayin, which will probably be around August, September. No, that's not a joke, that's a challenge. Now, that's Tosos. Of course, Tosos is not so pashut. Why is Tosos not so pashut? Number one, well, this doesn't work for the Shita of... Whose Shita does this not work for? Rashi. And... there's a lot of Rishonim who it's not 100% sure if they hold like Tosos or not, but two famous Rishonim who for sure hold the butt. No. The what? Yes. Let's look at Rashi. Daf Chof Vav and Beis. Zuck Rashi. In the one that starts like Elohachi Garcina or something. Kolomar, where's his line? Medika Amra Tzricha Chalitza B'Shtem. He's already leaving Mezva Zikha Zimmer. Zavayva Hachalitza Al-Kor Chalitza P'Sula. He Kolomar Grua. Ah, so what does he say? It's a chalitza psula, kolomar grua. What is a chalitza psula mean? She rotz liyab me'inu yachol. Because if you want to be miyabim, then you can't. Rashi says, what's the definition of chalitza psula? No fancy lumdas with Zika. He says, chalitza psula means, if you want to be miyabim, you can't. That's what chalitza psula means. You can't be miyabim. And Tosos understands that there's a lot of focus Rashi and Tosos. Tosder maschel v'chalitza psula tzricha lachzor v'chuli and dachofam b'he says, lo kol shibir is bekuntris to chol heichesh and yachol yabim chashiva chalitza psula. No, don't think that any time you're not allowed to do yibim as chalitza psula. Why not? The ha'amar perakam gami maxi grushasa we yitzar asa chaletzes lo chashiva chalitza grusha chalitza psula. Because in our sugya we didn't think it was a chalitza psula and we didn't require multiple chalitzas. I've got the yachol yabba. Ulakam and nami, okay, then they bring all the riots, and then he also says the same thing that he says here. So, for Rashi, but doesn't work for Rashi, because Rashi says, Chalitza Psula is whatever you can't do Yivam, and it's not just Rashi, it's the Rambam as well, because the Rambam says in Zayin Yod, if I'm not mistaken, whatever was said in the Makor Sheet. Yeah. Yerali, right? He says Yerali, meaning he knows it's not in the Gemara, whether Chalitza Psula applies to anyone who can't do Yivam or only the examples in the Gemara, like Tosos. Yerali, Shekach Adin Eshtei Yivam Asobos Vayim Echad Ba'ach Me Yasol Yivam Mishom Shni Yom Echai V'Lam Echai Say. Yerali, that is also called Chalitza Psula, if one of them is Chai V'Lavin or Shni Yos La'Rayos or Chai V'Yasei, meaning any Isser that prevents Yivam. If you're cholik to the usher woman, that's chalitza psula in it. You have to, and it's not, doesn't help for the tzara. But in cholik to tzara, but you cholik to tzara, that's a chalitza kshera, and it helps. So Rashi and the Rambam doesn't help for Rashi and the Rambam, who hold any case of iser yibam is called Chalitza Psula, right? Then Tosos' answer wouldn't work. Now, why would they hold any case of Isra Yibam called Chalitza Psula? Isn't Tosos right? It's just a side problem. How is that a Psula in the Chalitza if you just have a side problem? So that's the answer, based on things we've come said again and again. What's as far as Rashi and the Rama? Isn't Tosos right? If the Zika, if the Zika is not weakened, if it's just a side, external side problem, why is that a Psula in the Chalitza? Right? Meaning, you would admit, if my wife says she'll kill me if I do Yibam, that's not a psul in the Chalitza. So why is this a psul in the Chalitza? Because... Right, remember what we talked about. The part of the definition of Chalitza is, lo'ova yapi, refusing to do Yibam. If I couldn't have done Yibam, even if it's just a side... Now, if my wife says she'll kill me, I can do Yibam, right? If your wife says she'll kill you, you are allowed to do things. It's just not an Eitzah Tova to do them. But... if I'm not allowed halachically to do Yibam, right? When God says not to do something, that's an absolute necessity to listen. So, then that becomes an internal psul in the Yibam, Rashi and Rambam would say. It becomes an internal psul in the Chalitza, because any Chalitza that's not an alternative to Yibam is not a full Chalitza, because it's not a real refusal to do Yibam. If you couldn't have done it anyway, then you can't really do a full act of refusal. Therefore, I think that's the, you know, the... put this, you know, as far as the rules are here, so you put this back on your Kola Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza list, that Rashi and the Rambam would say that no, even a side problem is a pigam in the Chalitza. Why? Because then the Chalitza is not a full refusal to be miyabim, and they're assuming that the definition of chalitza, like Pashim Shah and Chumash, is have a real refusal to do yibam, and if you can't do something anyway, then you can't really, all right, let's say even bet, lo'ava yabmi, is not a full, you know, deciding against yibam, right? Because I'm not deciding anything. Or even better, what does chalitza mean? Trying to find the right word. It's not a full choosing not to do yibam. The whole point of chalitza is that I'm choosing not to do yibam. That's the nature of the ceremony, right? And perhaps I get a certain bizayim because of my choice, right? There's a pigam internally within that ceremony because I'm not choosing anything. It's all, I'm just reading a script and I'm making no decision at all. Chalitza is supposed to be a decision. I'm making a decision. Maybe that's an internal pigam in the chalitza.
Could we say that the Rambam, it works both ways? Because the Rambam, if I recall correctly, also said that a cheresh, you can't do a chalitza because of a technical mania, therefore not only yibam as well.
The Rambam doesn't say about cheresh. That's the Havgin of Tosos. The Rambam says it about the different directions of Melech, Melech, Eishes Melech. At least one, if not both of them. So maybe the Rambam understands. Correct, which is a bigger chiddush, but would fit.
Also, the Rambam isn't terribly bothered by this principle, no? If I remember correctly.
The Rambam isn't terribly, well... now he starts to be, at least on the level of Midrabanan, but you're right. Certainly on the Daraisa level, he doesn't think like it's a Ptur Gamer. Maybe on the Drabanan level it is, right? There's all the Drabanan level.
And would Tosfos respond that principle is only fundamentally Mufgar from the Parsha of Yibum?
He might just say that's not a Pgam in the Chalitza. It's not a Pgam in the Chalitza that you're not making any decision that you couldn't have done Yibum anyway. Why is that a Pgam in the Chalitza? You're saying, he says, Chalitza is not doing Yibum. Doesn't mean free choice. Like, free choice isn't built in. That's the whole question. Me'ein Yivami. What does it mean to be Me'ma'in? Maybe Rashi and Rambam say, no, Le'ma'in means you could have done something and don't. And Tosfos say, no, if you don't do something, that's Me'ein Yivami. It doesn't matter whether you could have done it. So maybe that's the subtle. Tosfos says, no, there's no common chalitza just because you're not making a choice. Because you're Maisa, you're not doing Yibam. You know, well, they say, no. The whole point of chalitza is choosing not to do Yibam. Therefore, there's a pagam if... So Tos says, Abba Chafet part is not Iker. That's just a common case is Lo Chafet, right? That's a common case, the Havi. That's a common case, Lo Chafet but that's not a necessary part of the Chalitza. Or Rashi would say, no, it's necessarily a matter of your Chafetz. If it's not a matter of your Chafetz, at least on the Durabana level, that's a Pagam in the Chalitza. Which probably means even on a Daraisa level, that's an important part of it. Now, so Tosfos' answer doesn't work for Rashi and the Rambam. I think, la'aniyot da'ati, I think also, although we'll have to come back to this, I think, personally think, it also doesn't work according to the Although here we'll, well.
All right, also it doesn't work if we go back to what we discussed last time. If you hold that Matzer Grushasso is a Pagam in the Zika.
Meaning, if you say what we said last time, that what's the problem with Matzer Grushasso? Matzer Grushasso is not just an Isser. Matzer Grushasso is a Pagam in the Ishus. If Matzer Grushasso is really a Pagam in the Ishus, then that's fine. Tosos, we decided, wasn't really going this way. But if the Rambam, if Matzer Grushasso is really a Pagam in the Ishus, then maybe it is a Pagam in the Zika. Isn't that a Pagam in the Zika that you're getting an incomplete Ishus to start with? Why shouldn't that also be called a Pagam in the Zika? So, also, if it's a Pagam in the Zika, because you
are receiving an Ishus Paguma, so if you consider
that a weakness in the Zika, then that would also kill Tosos. So Tosos is not bothered by either of these. He doesn't think a choice is an important part of the Chalitza, and he doesn't think Matzer Grushasso is a Pagam in the Zika. He thinks it's just an Isser. But there are two reasons you might disagree with Tosos' answer, which is fine because we have another answer.
We were talking about this earlier. We're wondering, is Tosos' intent when he talks about the weakened Zika necessarily in the same sense that we meant it in the previous?
No, theoretically you could say that there's a pagam of Isser in the Ishus, but that's not the same as a weakened Zika. I admit. That's why I didn't necessarily promise anyone would say what I just wrote on the board. But, let's go to number two.
Who gives answer number two
to why our sugya ignored Chalitza Psula? Anyone? Who gives answer number two? The Ritva. Is that who I put on the Makor sheet? Yeah, who else did I put on the Makor sheet? The Rashba, right, the Rashba also mentions Tosos, but it's primary, all the Rishonim Svarat, some of them also mention Tosos, but their primary answer is this. The Meiri says a similar thing. Let's stick to the Rashba and the Ritva, right? Ritva and Rashba. How do they explain in our sugya why one chalitza is good enough and why our sugya doesn't consider a chalitza psula? What do you mean? Meaning, is Matzer Grushasso a chalitza psula? Yes, it is. Yes?
Matzer Grushasso is Chalitza Psula. So why wasn't our Gemara worried about it? But what?
Exactly, but what did the Gemara say in Daf Chaf Vav? Now here also we get into a big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, a big lumdus in Zika Yesh Zika, which maybe we'll come back to because we'll get to the sugya of Ein Zika Yesh Zika, Amir Tzashem, before we finish this man. But most Rishonim assume, like Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that it says right here, Kasavra Yesh Zika, v'hadi l'chalitza psula, chalitza psula, tzarech l'achzor kol achim. Ah, you hold Yesh Zika, and that's why chalitza psula is chozor kol achim. So, not everyone agrees with this in the maskana of the Gemara. Excuse me. That's the big issue. This is the issue discussed by Tosfos Rassel Mita Kamart and the continuation there. But the Pashtun of the Gemara says only if you hold Yesh Zika Chalitza Psula is a problem. If you hold Ein Zika, it's no problem. So what do we say? Only Manda Omar Yesh Zika holds that Chalitza Psula. You know, Tzricha Lachzor, etc. But our sugya holds Ein Zika, and therefore Chalitza Psula is fine. What is Ein Zika Yesh Zika? What's Machlokas Ein Zika Yesh Zika? What do you mean? If a guy dies without kids, there's machlokas, whether his wife is zakuka to his brother to do yibam? No, that's in the Torah. What does machlokas ein zika yesh zika mean? On the simple level, we're not going to get into the lumdus yet.
Is zakuka like a
person? Exactly. That's what some of the Shonim say. And the question is, obviously, there's a mitzvah to do yibam. That's pasha. Machlokas ein zika and yesh zika, and here I'm
quoting the toast the Ramban of the Rashi on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Rashi has a slightly different formulation. We'll see if we have time to get to. Is the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama like a marriage or not? Is it just they have a chiyuv mitzvah saseh, like the relationship between myself and my lulav? Or no, they're already partially married because of this relationship they have. Nafkamina, for example, Yeshi Ye'in Zika, am I allowed to marry my Shomer's Yavam's mother? So if Ein Zika, then, I mean, it's, okay, it might still be Bittul Mitzvah Yavman, but is it, is there any Isser Erva to marry Achol Zukukoso, or the mother, or the daughter of Zukukoso? So if Yod Ein Zika, then no, there's no Erva on my Shomer's Yavam's mother or sister, because she's not related to me. Yod Ein Zika, I'm a little married to her over my Yavam already. So obviously I can't marry your sister, that's Achol Zukukoso, which is one of the things on the board here. Or, for example, at first the Dara, Gemara has a whole shock of Ataria, can I be made for the Dara with my Shomer's Yavam? So Yod Ein Zika, for sure not. Yod Ein Zika, then maybe yes, and then that's a whole... Then in the end, Maskana becomes much more complicated. That's just some of the meaning of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. So, if, what is he saying? What's the problem Chalitza Psula? According to the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that most have shown him, Chalitza Psula's only problem is Yesh Zika. What is Yesh Zika? Yesh Zika means, besides the fact that we have to do a mitzvah, besides the fact that there's a mitzvah say D'oraisa, there's a relationship, is a pseudo-marital bond created between the Yavam and the Yavama. That needs something to release it. And to release that, you need a good chalitza. Right? So only the Yeshika holds that. She, like, Ke'ilu needs a get, right? She's Ke'ilu married to me. She's half married to me. She needs this, like, low-level get. And therefore, if it's not proper, then she's not matured yet. But Mandara Ein Zika says, no, she has no relation with me at all. All there is a mitzvah to do. Once I do the mitzvah, so if I do a mitzvah in a nice way, that's the hachila. If I do a mitzvah in a less nice way, that's the b'yevet. Once I did the mitzvah, I did the mitzvah. That seems to be the pashut shad of machlokas. That's all we're going to go into now until we get to Daf Yud Zayin, and we're ma'ayin in the sugya of Yesh Zika in Zika, right? Because Yesh Zika holds that chalitza psula tzricha lachzor kol ha'achin, because there is an ishus which needs a matir, and therefore, if you don't have a strong enough matir, then she still can't go get married in the shuk. Manara Ein Zika holds. There's no ishus. Just a mitzvah. And you know, if you go to the mitzvah with the Eved, that's good enough. Okay, now, in the footnotes of the Rifi, he points out, though, that it's not so pashut. This answer, that our sugya holds like Mandar Ein Zika, explains which lines of our sugya. Does it explain how we can say in the Maskan of the sugya that the Asur one can do Chalitza and the Mutter one can do either way? Yeah, because look, Wield Ein Zika, therefore, as long as someone does Chalitza, that's good enough. That is explain why in the middle stage of the Gemara we thought like either one of them can do Chalitza? Yeah. Does it explain why we said, can it possibly be that they both need Chalitza? Why not? Because when we say, can it possibly be, that means there's no way it could mean they both need Chalitza. But what do you mean? Sakadaita, he was supposed to call it Sakadaita. This is the question the Achronim asked on the Ritva. This explains Maskana of the Gemara, and he's going on the Maskana of the Gemara. Doesn't explain the Havmina. It's impossible they both need Chalitza. Why is it impossible? Maybe that price is Mandar and Yesh Zika. So, it's very nice that our sugya holds Ein Zika. But how can they say it's impossible for the price to hold Yesh Zika? What was this Havmina? Right? Then the question becomes, this is the Achronim's question, and the footnote in the Ritva summarized this nicely. But why couldn't the Brisa have meant he vitzarasa choletzes and held yeshzika? Right? We end up emending the Brisa. It's better we mend a brisa than say it holds like the other day, right? Why didn't they just say he was a rasa choletz sakadaita? Yes, he was a rasa choletz because that brisa holds yesh zika. Right? What right do you have to amend a brisa, right? To change the lashon of a brisa, if you could just say it's going according to the other mandamar? That's a valid question. So, yeah.
Don't we say sometimes like that? I knew that the time of this brisa didn't hold.
So maybe you could say they had a masora, then the turn of this brisa, right? Is this a brisa by us? I think, yeah. Tashma, yeah. They had a masora, this brisa held like them in Zika. The footnote of the Rishba, he gives another clever answer. He says, if you look at the Zion, this is one of the things we're not going to analyze ad hasof. You notice there's a bit of machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the following case. Everyone agrees.
Well, what does everyone agree? That,
let's say we have here
an usher woman and a mutter woman, right? So if I do chalitza to her, that's good enough. I did a chalitza kshera. That's good enough for everyone, right? That's the right way to do it. What if we have an usher woman and a mutter woman, and I do chalitza to the usher woman? That's the case of chalitza psula, and if you hold yesh zika, so chalasu kalachim. What if they're both equally usher, and I do chalitza to one? What if they're both equally usher, and I do chalitza to one?
Do we say, well, since it's pasul, I have to do chalitza to the other one also? Or say, well, since they're equally pasul, either one is as good as the other? So that is a big, big, big mess of a machlokas with many details, but just on the simple level, if you look in the Gemara, the simple level, Bain, Rashi, and Tosos, and the Ramban, and the Rashi, and the Ritva agree, this is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, because what does Rav say? Rav says, Shol shachoyos yivama shenofu l'shnei achin yivamin. There are two brothers. One of them is choletz, one sister already. The second was choletz, the second sister already. Now a third sister, whose achas chalitzasur, both of them equally falls before them. So they're both equal achas chalitzasur, and they're both equal, they both need it. Rav seems to think that you need to close there on everyone if they're both equal. But if you look at Shmuel, what does the Gemara say? Aliba de Shmuel. Aliba de Shmuel. The Gemara asked. Shmuel Amar Echad Cholitz Kulan. Shmuel says, no. Only one guy can cholitz the Achos Chalitzaso. Michti Shemini Li Shmuel Damar Chalitza Ma'al Yibina. Shmuel says, no. You need a better chalitza. You can't have a bad chalitza. Damar Shmuel Cholitz LaChoyos Lo Nifter Utzaros. Right? Heicha the Kaini Chalitza Shimon Chalitza Kshira Cholitz LaBruch Chalitza Psula. Shmuel himself admits that if I'm cholate to my achos ukukasova, I have to be choser on the other tsaros. So he admits you need a chalitza ma'al, yag, good chalitza. So my echad cholate kol nam to karam tsois. No! What he means is that Reuben's cholate one girl, Shimon's cholate the second girl. Meaning, what does he mean? When the second girl comes up, she's achos chalitza to Reuben and mother Shimon, Shimon has to do chalitza. When there's one good and one bad. But by the time the third sister comes, it's achos chalitza, so both of them, either one could do. And the pasha pshat that most people assume is that this is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, it's fine. As long as they're on an equal level, that's fine, that's good enough. So that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And it's a big deal on how to paskin. And most Rishonim, including the Rashi and the Ritva, paskin like Shmuel on this.
Why?
What?
You mean like Rav?
You mean in the general rule? Yeah, so you have to go through the circuit and see the Rashi he brings. So, hold on. So, now, what is the footnote answer to the Ritva? He just answered very nicely. He says, hold on a second. Assuming we hold like Shmuel, and you know, the reason I want to bring this in anyway is because it's a very fundamental point of Echolitz Psula. The reason we hold like Shmuel, so what's the answer? The answer is very simple. We paskin like Shmuel. What if we pass like Shmuel? That chalitza psula works for equals, right?
for equal psulim, or if they're equal psulim, then chalitza psula is good enough. Just a chalitza psula can't be multi ekshera. But a chalitza psula can be multi another psula. If they're both equally possible, then either one of them is good enough. Right? So, if so, then he vitzarasa choletzes, what is he vitzarasa choletzes? Equals, right? He vitzarasa choletzes means saras machzer grushaso asura kamoha. So, they are equally possible. And if they're equally possible, then even Mandarmer Yeshika admits one chalitza is good enough. That's how the footnote of the Ritva answers that it's a Ritva l'shitasei that we hold like Shmuel. Again, when I say it's machlok Rav and Shmuel, I admit right now I'm oversimplifying it. There is a sheet out there that says Rav really holds more like Shmuel, a sheet that says Shmuel really holds more like Rav, a sheet that says it depends on whether it's this kind of case or that kind of case, depends whether you're talking about Achim or Tzoros. But mainstream, machlok Rav, since we hold like Shmuel, when they're equally possible, there's no problem with chalitza psula. That's what Gemara says. He b'tzarasa chalitza sabedaitech, they both need chalitza, they're both equally possible, right? They're both equally asur b'yivam. Then of course you don't need two chalitzas. Because if they're equally possible, it's good enough. The Ritva only asks this question, if you're Madaik in the Ritva and the Rashba, unlike Tosos. Tosos asks this question on the Havamina, right? Or, sorry, on the middle stage. He otzarasa choletzes. The Ritva, if I recall correctly, and if this explanation is true, the Ritva asks this question on the, where's this Ritva? The rascal El Lav. Ah, here it is. Yeah, he has this question on the Maskana, that one is Pasul, one is Kasher. Right? His question was only on the Maskana. How can you do Chalitza on the Pasul if you could have done on the Kasher? And why? Because only if there one is Kasher, one is Pasul is it a problem. The Rashba also. The Rashba asks this Kasher. He didn't ask this Kasher in the case of equals. You have to be indicted. Post asks this Kasher in the case of equals. No. The Rashba asks this Kasher. Also, like the Ritva, only in a case where one is kosher, one is pasul. He says, he choletzes, sarasa misyabemis. And he asks, how could it be? So therefore, the question was only limaskana that she is pasul and the tsara is kshera. And then the answer is that lemaskana we hold ein zika. Meaning lemaskana of our sugya, at least. That doesn't necessarily mean the psak halacha of the later armor on that. So this is not my cha. This is the footnote of the Ritva. This is a very nice cha. I think I put in brackets this footnote number 717. That the Ritva gives this answer. He says, well, it's okay. It works with the Manda Amar and Zika. How does the question say, Sapin Daitech? It only works with one Manda Amar. Then how can you say there's no Manda Amar who holds this? So the answer is no. In the question, then they were equal. He and Sarasa, I mean, they're both equally possible. Because Saras Maxu Grishasa is like Maxu Grishasa herself. They're both equally possible. We held like Shmuel. By the time of this Gemara, everyone knew we held like Shmuel by the time they wrote this Gemara. It was partially held like Shmuel. All prices have to be milked like Shmuel. Therefore, they said if they're equal, why would it be a problem with Chalitza Psula? Only Maskana, when one is Kasher, one is Pasul, then it's a problem with Chalitza Psula. And then the answer is we're going Landa Amar, Ein Zika. Okay, that's the second answer of the Ritva and the Rashba. However, they all point out that, and this is a fine answer, and we're going to get back to the Rav and Shmuel. That there's a third answer apparently in the Magid Mishnah. Why? Because the Rambam, let's remember how the Rambam paskin, we have it on the board, the Rambam paskin against Tosos, that any Isser creates a problem with Chalitza Psula. Any Isser creates a problem with Chalitza Psula. So how's the Rambam going to answer? I would have said, like the Rashba and the Ritva. He would give the Rashba and the Ritva's answer. That our Sugya is Mandamar in Zika. But if he gives the Rashba and the Ritva's answer, that means that our sugya is mandar in Zika. He paskins, yeshika, he should paskin against our sugya, right?
mean, if you give the Rashi Rish from the Rashi's answer, then if you paskin a chalitza psula tzri chalachso kalachin, you have to paskin that by Gashim Yishasa also, which is fine for the Rambam, except the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam never says what's the din of chalitzas machzir Yishasa, but the Magen Mishnah does, and the Magen Mishnah in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel says, and all the Achronim make a big deal with this Magen Mishnah, he says very innocently, if you do chalitza or yivim to the tzara, you're put to the machzir b'shasa. So that's fine. That would be kashrus. And he says explicitly, tzarasa nifter b'chalitzasa shalzo, that if you're chulit the machzir b'shasa, you pop to the tzara. The Magen Mishnah now seems to be making a fiddish, seems to be saying something different than any of these. What does the Magen Mishnah say?
Referring to the Magen Mishnah.
The Magen Mishnah is not answering the question, he's just saying. The Magen Mishnah says, if you are chalitza of any Yivama Asura, does not release the Tzara. But that's the Rambam in Zayin Yud. But he thinks Chalitza Matzah Rishasso does. But Chalitza of Matzir Rishasso is Poteris the Tzara. He seems to treat Matzir Rishasso as different than any other psal in the Torah. Every other psal, the Chalitza of that psal doesn't release the Tzara. Yes, Tzichalasu Kalachin. But Matzir Rishasso is the one exception. Matzir Rishasso, based on our sugya, has no problem with Chalitza Psula. Now, the only thing I'm going to figure out is why is Matzir Rishasso special? What does the Rambam say? He says not only things that weaken the Zika, any lavim, asay, or shnios. That seems to be a pretty exhaustive list of Yisurim in the Torah, right? Lavim, asay, and shnios seems to be have things covered pretty well. Yeah, you didn't include Arayas. That's because Arayas don't have chalitza in the first place, right? Chalitza of any of Livama Asura, whether it's a lav, whether it's asay, whether it's shmios la'arayos, doesn't patur the tzara. But Master Rishasso does. Everything else is a problem with chalitza psula. Master Rishasso is no problem with chalitza psula. Why is Master Rishasso different? So this is what the Akronim try to struggle to figure out, why Master Rishasso is different. So anyone, why is Master Rishasso different? Why is Master Rishasso special?
All the reasons last time we talked.
Such as? Here you actually have two opposite directions in the Achronim. What makes Master Rishasso special? One of which will fit in more with what we discussed last time, one of which will not. So, the Beis Shmuel, where would you find the Beis Shmuel?
Ebenezer.
We're in Ebenezer? Right inside of the right, in the Taz Mogen of Ram, Shach Taz Flat, right? On the side of Ebenezer, who would you find on the other side? Chalkas Mechokek, good. So, the Beis Shmuel says,
let's just bring them up here. The Beis Shmuel says, because Machzir Grushasso is a very, it's a very small iser.
He says, you know what? All the other iserim, that makes a chalitza psula, because there's a real iser. That's a serious iser. This woman is really not subject to yibum. But Machzir Grushasso is such a small iser that doesn't really count. Why is it such a small iser, Machzir Grushasso? Because he says, she's not really usher him, it's just a kal v'chomer. So since it's just a kal v'chomer that if she's usher her husband, she becomes usher to him, she shouldn't really be usher to him. She just has this slight problem with the kal v'chomer. This kal v'chomer is some small technical problem that, like, anyone who has one iser is therefore sort of, you know, not totally right, even though it's sort of funny, because this kal v'chomer seems to be the oraisa. and Shnius is only Drabbanan. But he says, no, since there's no Isser on him, it's only a Kalvachomer, that's viewed as a real side product, that's viewed as such a small Isser that it doesn't even pass the Chalitza. That's what he says. It's a very small Isser, so it doesn't ruin the Chalitza. No, that's, I mean, people are very taken by this Beis Shmuel, although it's very funny. What do you mean by it's such a small Isser? Meaning, it's smaller than the Isser Drabbanan of Shneur's L'Arayos, right? The Kalachomer is smaller than Isser Drabbanan. I understand. All the other Isserim are things that start with him. Here, it's a Kalachomer from his dead brother. But if it's a real Kalachomer, it's one of the 13 Midah Shetar and Dresh's Bahem. You know, there's a lot of Isserim that we only know from the 13 Midah Shetar and Dresh's Bahem. So it's a little funny. I don't fully appreciate this Beis Shmuel.
Didn't we say last time also that it's like made of stone?
That's
a small
Isser? No, here we're talking about the Isser being miyabing her as a small Isser. If you're talking about the Chalitza issue, no, the Chalitza issue wasn't for this case of Master Grushasa with someone else, because the Master Grushasa and the someone else might be equal to Kahuna. What if one is Master Grushasa and the other is Chalol? So we're not talking about that problem. We're talking about how Isser would be miyabing her. Why is it us from Yadmer to a Kalachomer? Oh, that's just a Kalachomer. It's not really an Isser. Which I admit is funny and I don't fully appreciate.
And if it's a small Isser, what do you call the Tzara? She's also us.
The Tzara's Mutter. The Maskana, the Tzara's Mutter. Obviously, you'd have to say that Havni Tzara's Isser. Eh, we totally, that Havni is crazy. We never really had a serious Havni. It's such a small Isser. What I would have thought, and I found this in the. Yeah, Zev?
Isn't this also against what we said in the Ramam Shita?
Exactly. Exactly. I think it is against what we said in the. So I like better what I found in the Meiser Rokeach. I hope the Meiser Rokeach said this. And I'm not mixing up with someone else. And the Tzafas Paneach and the Ravi Chavar. They say Adraba. They say this is not a smaller Isser than those other things. This is a bigger Isser than these other things. Now, at a certain moment, you get stuck. They say, no. Machzir. Grushaso is a bigger Isser than Achos Ukukaso, bigger Isser than Achos Chalutzaso, bigger Isser than Malas Balas Get, bigger Isser than Shneels, bigger Isser than Chayvi Lavin, bigger Isser than Chayvi Asay. You know why it's a bigger Isser than all these things? Because, what we said last time, all these things are side problems. This is like the biggest Hukla Shazika. This is an internal problem within the Yibam. The Yibam itself is of a Ishos that's not subject to Yibam. This is an internal problem. Machzir Grushaso is the biggest obstacle to Yibam. Because this is exactly what we said in the Rambam, right, Zev?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's an internal problem. It's not an external Isser. It's an internal problem to the Yibam. The Yibam itself is supposed to be taking over an Ishus, and you're taking over a corrupted Ishus. That seems to not solve our problem at all. If Master Grushos is the biggest problem, then why is it not a Chalitza Psula? It should be a Chalitza Super Psula. So then they throw in a curveball, and you can like this or not. So it's such a big problem that she shouldn't need Chalitza at all. And why does she need Chalitza? Because of Exeris Akasov, of the also Yevinto Hashara, Yevinto the Rabos Master Grushaso. So he says, you know what? This is such a big problem. Her Chalitza is so puzzle that the only reason she needs Chalitza is because of a second Exeris Akasov. And once you have a special Exeris Akasov, that shows this is a special Chalitza that's kosher, even though you couldn't do Yibam, because it's not coming from the regular Pasuk of Chalitza. It's a new Parsha of Chalitza, which is kosher, because in this new Parsha, it's a pure Chalitza without Yibam. That's what he says. It's such a big obstacle, it's the biggest obstacle, and therefore, you're really potter from Chalitza, potter from regular Chalitza, but you're chayav in this new Gzeres HaKasav Chalitza, when he basically says that Matsu Grushasu is so mufka from Yibam that she's putzer from Chalitza. But then the new Gzeres HaKasav Yevimto L'Rabos Yivam Acher She'ola Chalitza Nafchaf Aman Aleph, the bottom, comes to Marba, a new Chiyuv Chalitza of Gzeres HaKasav. Since there's a special Chiyuv Chalitza of Gzeres HaKasav here without Yibam, it's a chalitza kshera, because within this special kshera kasa, you're doing chalitza the right way. That's the chap of the rugged shavar, the ma'aser rokeach, and a bunch of other achronim. So either way you go for the Rambam, you're going to get to some dechak. Either you're going to have to say, ma'aser kshasa is such a small problem, it's not even a real iser, it doesn't pass through chalitza, which is, doesn't fit what we said last time. Or you're going to say, like the rugged shavar, ma'aser kshasa is such a big problem, it's internally a ruined ishus, that really you shouldn't need chalitza at all. And the only reason you need chalitza is because of this new gzeres akasa that teaches you a new kind of chalitza. There's a new kind of chalitza without evil. Ah, since it's a new kind of chalitza without evil, it's a chalitza kshera. Because it's a new kind, which is kosher, even though you couldn't have done evil. That's the cleverness of the Maaser Rokeach and the Rav Yochevar and a bunch of other achronim. Okay, take it or leave it. Now, I just want to... Yeah? According to this, what about a sota safek? So my intuition is that the Rama might say the same thing about sota safek, and for all we know, he might say the same thing. Yeah, but I can't promise. Okay, I just want to take the next 10 minutes, if someone could volunteer to pass these out, to discuss what I promised we discussed in the second half. Anyone have an iPhone? Or iPod?
What do you mean?
Take a picture of the board and email it to me.
Oh. Picture.
What?
You want a picture?
A picture of the board, yeah. And then email it to me, because part of it's not here.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I love Dafka.
It was an NFL.
Yeah. It's like if I say, can you Xerox something? Right. You're allowed to use any brand of machine to Xerox.
That's true.
You probably hold an Android's better than an iPhone anyway.
It was cheaper.
The Yesh Vazem Mashiv, Afilo Harvey. Okay. Now, the last thing I just want to discuss, which is what Yoni's been waiting for here, and let me erase a little, is what is this whole idea? Why does the Chalitza Psula have to be chozer on all the achim anyway? Why does a chalitza psula have to be chozer on all the achim? Meaning, the chalitza, what's the funny thing? Chalitza psula is good enough for this man and this woman, just as not motzi all the other men and women. So why is a chalitza psula chichalachs or chalachim? So I think the svar for this is going to depend if you're Rav or Shmuel. Let's say you're Shmuel, right? Why is chalitza psula good enough for this yavam and yavama, but not for all the achim and saros? Right? What's the svara? So this, I think, might depend if you hold like Shmuel or Rav. If you hold like Shmuel, that whenever they're on an equal level, a chalitza psula is good enough. It's only if you do chalitza to someone who's possible, it doesn't help for someone who's kosher. How might you explain the concept of chalitza psula? What would be the svara? Well, I can't. Let's say I have, simple case, I have two shomers yavam. I have two yavams. My brother died, he leaves two wives. Right? One of them is psula, and one of them is ksheira. Right? So Shmuel says, they're both Kshayra, I can do Chalitza either of them. That's normal case. If they're both equally Psula, I can also do Chalitza either of them, according to Shmuel. But if one is Kosher, one is Pasul, if I do the Pasul one, I have to go back and do the Kosher one. Why would that be? What might you think the Svara might be?
It's an inferior quality. How could it be Motzi?
How could an inferior one be Motzi someone who has a superior? I mean, if someone has a full Chiyav, how can I do a half Mice to be Motzi the full Chiyav? What am I really being motzi that other person?
Yeah, we said it's the shlichus.
We said Rav Yochanan said right shlichus. That's what the Ritva says. If you look in the first mukra on this page, the Ritva later on Daf says in Shmuel, Olahachim barchina mechti shemin lein Shmuel dechlitz meula beinam kolomar kol echad de'efter b'meula. If there is a good option, lo dina chalitz v'griya mina. You can't do the bad option. Afilo acharis gam kim psula ishin agru kolkach. Even if they're both possible, one is a bigger psula than the other, you can't do the bigger psula. The Hamar Shmuel calls Lachayis when if Tzara Shimaim. If you cholates your achos ukukaso, it doesn't pop to the regular girl. Because chalitza v'achayus is worse than chalitza v'tzaros. Lefikach im chalat v'tzaros niftur achayus. Chalat v'achayus niftur tzaros. Alma yivama depatras tzaros about chalitza. Look at this lashon. A yivama who patras her tzaros through chalitza. But of the shlichusa who's doing her shlichusa like Rabbi Yochanan said, and we paskin like on daf yudam and beis. Right, very good. Young ki ika chalitza meula chaver to lepatla b'chalitza tzuli today. How can I do your shlich if I'm only doing something less than you? How can I be motzi you through shlichus? Right? Everyone knows, right? But katan schayim d'rabbanan, you can't be shlich to motzi gadol schayim d'araisa v'chuli v'chuli. Right? V'hu adinam livamim. The same principle applies for multiple wives. Same principle applies to multiple brothers because the brothers are also shlichus according to Rabbi Yochanan. You know the base. Right? Shabbat echmeim lachlos avish shlichus nachoi. One of them is doing chalitza shlichus. Shabbat chalitzot zapsulo avish shlichus v'chavri de'efshel v'chalitza adiv meinei. If he's doing a pasuk chalitza, he's not motzi through shlichus. His brother had a chiv of a proper, of a kosher chalitza. So one answer is, according to Shmuel, just say, everyone needs to be yotzei through shlichus, and if I'm doing a lower level chalitza, I can't be motzi my brother or tzara who is chayav to do a higher level chalitza. That seems like a reasonable pshat. According to Shmuel, it's just a matter, it's not that chalitza psula doesn't help the tzaros and the brothers. It's just that chalitza psula, if they were all equally possible, it would help. Right? That's what he says. If there are two brothers and the girl is achos chalitzos to both of them, they can't be old to each other. Just means that I can't do a lower chalitza and be mold to you if you're chayv to a higher chalitza. That's intuitive. That makes sense to us, I think.
What if you have in mind that you're doing the shlichus and you're thinking of doing a higher level towards the other one?
So I would say that no, that since, meaning, this is a funny kind of shlichus. There are some shlichuses, and we're not getting into this now, that you can only do if you do it yourself. Baharaya, I can't send a stranger to do chalitza for me. That's before Shmar Ksubs and Bayan Dalet. I can't send a stranger to do chalitza for me. Not the brother, and not the wife. Generally assumed. At the very least, not the brother. I can't send someone else to do chalitza for me. Therefore, this shlichus has to be shlichus when you're also doing it. There are shlichus like that. Right? There's some shlichus I can send someone else to do for me, and some he can only be my shliach if he's doing it himself. Now, exactly how that works, okay, the rabbis of Yartz, I share about it. Like, for example, I can't ask you to, be motzi me in Birkas HaShachar. But I can't ask you to bench for me unless you ate. Right? There's some things you can only actually have to do if you are doing it yourself as well. So okay, that may or may not be such a good mashal.
The opposite, you can do kiddush for someone, you make kiddush for someone else, you can do kiddush for another.
Correct. I can make kiddush for and be motzi you, even if I'm not eating the suda there. But there are certain things that I can't do for you unless I am unless I'm doing it myself. Okay, the question is, this is not going to help for Rav. For Rav, it's not going to help, because even when they're equally puzzled, a chalitza psula, tzri kolachzor kolachin mal kolatzaros, right? So for Rav, it's not so pashut, right? For Rav, what's the svara? Don't say, because I can't be motzi you and shlichas if I'm not doing what you have to do, because even if they're all equal, it doesn't work, right? Even if they're equally puzzled, it doesn't work, right? According to Rav. That's Rav's original example. There are two brothers and one wife. She's achos chalotzoso equally to both of them. They both have to do chalitza. They can't be motzi each other. So what's the svar for Rav? So here it's a little unclear. Rashi's formulation is a little... what do you think? What is the svar? Why can't a chalitza psula be motzi all the brothers or all the tzaros? At least if they're on the same level, at least if they're equal. Right? We're all chayv to do the same thing. We're all in the same boat, so why can't I be motzi you? Right? In normal halacha, if we're on the same level, we can be motzi each other.
So there's cases where you have, you're doing it sort of from a suffix, like the whole thing.
No, but that's not the case of Rav. Rav says there were, I did chalitza, there are three sisters. I did chalitza to sister A. Then another brother died and you did chalitza to sister B. Now sister C is here. She's exactly the same bevada to both of us. She's achus chalutzasa. So why can't we be motzi each other?
But I was thinking about this whole thing. Maybe as each person, as each brother does chalitza, he sort of is removed from the picture. In other words, it isn't like they're doing it.
But in a normal, in a kosher case, one guy can do it for everyone. Right? In the case where they're all kosher, one guy can do it for everyone.
Right.
So why in their puzzles does each guy only remove himself? It's just, it's going to be hard to explain.
Yes, yeah, so there are two types of chalitza. There's a chalitza when you can do yibum instead. Uh-huh. And when you can do yibum instead, that's where the shlichus comes in. Because the whole point of yibum is you get one brother who continues the whole family, the brother's family on behalf of all the other brothers. And a chalitza in that case is a rejection of that yibum. So you can do it on behalf of everybody. But here when there's no chil of yibum, each person has...
Ah, brilliant. Okay. So I think that's definitely the way to go. You know, it's already late. Let's just look at the Ramban. Right? Most of the Rishonim don't explain themselves so much. Let's just look briefly at the Rashba here. He doesn't explain himself so much. He says, Alma chalitza psula tri chalasso kala achin. Halas alim lima yishzika. That's only true if you're the yishzika. Dim shana lima zika. Because they have a strong zika. Avle king kru. So it's like they're all married. Being of a din. Shachalitza zu shi psula tri chalim beis achin. And it doesn't make sense that a pasal chalitza should be allowed to be released from your brother's relationship. And he doesn't explain why, you know, bedin. Like, we see the logic, yeah. If we all have a strong relationship with each other, it's not bedin that a puzzle thing could break that relationship. But why not? Elikol echem afkir zika. So everyone has to be afkir their own zika. Avalamandam ein zika b'chalitza koldo nafka. Okay. So that's what the Rashba says. Rashba says something like that. That's something, like, it's hard for a low-level thing to be motzi other people's, break other people's zikas. But he doesn't exactly explain why. So I think that... The nicest svar, the only really nice svar I can think of is, right, the best svar is the Ramban. Later, here he says saying the Rashba, later on, Daf Aleph from an Aleph. The Ramban has a beautiful formulation where he says exactly what Liron was saying. Chein nirali tam chalitza psula, shetricho lachazer. Mishum dasa'ua kepoteras hazika v'lok poteras kidushin rishonu shalach. Why does chalitza psula have to be chozra kalachin? Because chalitza psula, if you hold it to zika, that I have my own relationship with this yavama, each brother has his own relationship with each yavama, chalitza psula is only dealing with my relationship with you, not with the original ishus of the dead brother on everyone. Right? Chalitza kshera deals with the ishus of the dead brother. Chalitza psula only deals with me and you. Dumya de get. Chalitza psula is like a get. Right? If one yavam gives one yavama get, that's only between him and her. It's not on the whole bais. Chalitza kshera is on the bais. Chalitza psula is only on the two of us. Again, on the midrabanan level. Why should she ru'uya labia v'avil shu poseres al karchenu? If she's ru'uya labia, then the bia would obviously be doing the trick for the bias, would be what the bias needs. Al karchenu chalitza b'yavam. When you could do yibam, the chalitza is parallel, is an alternative to yibam. I could do yibam, that would be what the bias needs. That would be fulfilling the mitzvah of the bias. So likewise, when I do chalitza, I'm speaking on behalf of the whole bias. But when she's not really yibam, then my chalitza is not really an alternative to yibam. It's just like divorcing this specific relationship we have. And therefore, each sorry needs her own get, needs her own chalitza, just like she would need her own get. And likewise, each ach needs to give his own chalitza, just like he would need to give his own get, if they were polyandry. Now, what does he mean by this? I think what he means by this is a fundamental chakira that we're just going to, like, you know, hint at where you might find the tip of the iceberg of nowadays, which is what's the nature of chalitza? What are the two fundamental ways to understand chalitza? What are the two results of chalitza? Practical, common sense, balabatish. When you do chalitza, what two things change?
There's no more zika.
There's no more zika, meaning there's no more... What do you mean by there's no more zika?
Chiyuv for the yavam.
There's no more chiyuv yibam, and... There's a hetzel l'shak. Exactly. There's no more chiyuv yibam, and there's a hetzel l'shak. The question is, what's this? Is a very fundamental hakiros. Maybe we'll get back to. What's the nature of chalitza? Now, if chalitza, you look at the making a heter rashot, what is it very similar to? Parallel to? To a get. Is it like a get? It's releasing her to the shuk, and then Mela, once she's released, there's no more yibam anymore. Right? After all, if your brother had divorced her, there'd be no yibam, so you divorce her on his behalf.
And... No, but you can say no. It's because she's released from the yibam.
Exactly. Or no! Yibam doesn't do with get. Yibam doesn't do with get. Yibam is a way to be pat yourself in the mitzvah. Sorry, chalitza is not like get. Chalitza is a ptur from the mitzvah yibam. Most mitzvahs, there isn't a ptur. Let's say a guy says, tefillin, I don't like tefillin. Then too bad, there's nothing you do to pop yourself from tefillin. You know, if a guy says, you know, sukkah, I don't like sukkah. There is no ritual to pop yourself from sukkah. But yibam is a tricky mitzvah because after all, you know, it's a very sensitive, intimate issue and you don't want to be stuck with the wrong person and you could suffer your whole life because of it. So therefore, Hashem gave you a ptur. You can pop yourself from the mitzvah through chalitza. Once there's no mitzvah of yibam, so maybe she can go to the shuk, because what she why shouldn't she go to the shuk? Meaning, she's an alana. The only reason she didn't marry in the shuk is because she was supposed to be yibam, and now there's no yibam anymore. So how do you look at chalitza? Is it fundamentally a ptur yibam, or is it a matir? Or is it a matir? And I think that this chakira comes out. Now, our gut feeling would probably be, chalitza is not parallel to get. Chalitza is a special thing to ptur you from yibam. But this is really chakira that comes out of a close reading of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Everyone knows the Mishnah at the beginning of Kiddushin says, right, that Isha is konas asma beget mitzabal and Yavama is konas asma chalitza mitzabal. Puts it parallel. Okay, that practically is true. But look at the Havi in the Gemara, the last two Gemaras. Minyan is the Sefer Lemute Mai, Lemute Chalitza. Right? Sabedai, it's Lemute that you can't divorce your wife through Chalitza. Sabedai, that's a meat taste of Kalvachomer Yvama. You might think Kalvachomer. My Yvama, she needs to get Yotzma Chalitza. Zoshi Yotzma get into Yotzma Chalitza. If Yvama, get doesn't work, but Chalitza does, then a regular wife, who you can even use a get, Kalvachomer, you can use Chalitza. It's harder than a get. So the Havana, you can use Chalitza for a regular wife. The Ema Hachinami, Kamash one you can. Ema Hachinami, why not? The order is a serious hobby. Why can't I divorce my regular wife from chalitza? After all, if it's a mode of divorce that works for here, why can't it work there? Amar Kras, safer krisa, safer course of interaction. There's a special jiras of kasa. For a regular wife, you need a safer and not anything that's not a safer. Chalitza is not a safer. Now the question, what the havmin is clearly the chalitza is a matir. The question, what's maskana? Chalitza is a matir, but not for a regular wife because she needs a safer. Or no? That's always the question, the havmin maskana. Is the maskana that the Havmin had a good point, but technically it doesn't work. Or that's gone. That Havmin is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Give me a break. And that's the Hakira here. Isn't that you had a Havmin? I could divorce my wife, regular wife, through Chalitza? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Chalitza is a way to get out of a mitzvah say. There's nothing to do with being divorcing a wife. Or no, Taka, I see the Havmin. Chalitza is a matir. Chalitza is a kind of Girushin. But over here we need a safer, and it's not a safer.
Shchit is also a matir.
No, it's a matter of ishus. It's a matter of ishus. So there's a matter of ishus, right? The only other matter of ishus, of the misa ba, which does work for both, so that's okay. Or misa. So maybe it is not. I mean, just for a real wife who, instead of a lot, has kareis, you need a safer. And you have the same havmina, dafi bal and aleph. Tei ishus ishios v'chalitza v'kal v'chomer, umay yibam shen yotz v'get yotz v'chalitza 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 v'chalitza. Same exact Gemara repeated, Amar Kras, safer Krisa, safer Korsa, mean the Rabbi Korsa, and the even the opposite way. Tei Yavama Yotz beget Mikalachomer. Maybe a get should work with the right for Yavama Mikalachomer. Or my Shus Ishem Yotz Mechalitza Yotz beget. If get works for a married woman, who Chalitza doesn't work for, Zushi Yotz Mechalitza and Dishi Yotz beget. Here, even Chalitza is good enough for sure, a get should be good enough, a get's a whole fancy document. Amar Kras, Kacha, Mekacha Ikuva. No, it says Kacha. What's the Havmin? You can use Chalitza for Ashes Ish, and a Havmin you can use Get for Yavama. So, in that Havmin, clearly, Chalitza and Get are the same idea. They're a matter of Ishus. They're a matter of Ishus. The question is, what's the Maskana? The Maskana is that, yeah, Chalitza is a matter of Ishus for this kind of Ishus, and Get's a matter for that kind of Ishus, but each one in their own tum. Or no, then never the twain shall meet. That was a silly havamina. The maskana is that get is a matter of ishus and chalitza is a poter from a mitzvah say. And what does one thing have to do with the other? Right? We don't know what the maskana is. And We can make a list of, you know, 50 different machlokos about the chalitza that might depend on this fundamental question of how you look at it, which we won't do now. But what is Ramban trying to say? Admittedly, on the drop bottom level, what the Ramban trying to say is beautiful, is that it depends what you're talking about. If chalitza bimakom yibam, or what we call chalitza kshera, how does that work? That the chalitza b'makom yibam, and this is how the Rav explains it, that b'makom yibam kaimi, right? This is, what is this? This is a poter, or rather a bittul of mitzvah yibam, right? What? When there is yibam, what's the point of chalitza? When there is yibam, then you're supposed to do yibam. The point of chalitza is it takes away the mitzvah of yibam, right? And therefore, it works for the whole bias, right? There's only one mitzvah, right? Therefore, works for the whole bias. But chalitza shelo b'makom yibam, again, on the drabbana level, he says asa'uha, right? Chalitza psula. Says asa'uha, they made it like, he says explicitly, they made it like a get, kimigarish, right? They made it like a get. It is a matter of ishos. If it's a matter of ishos, then it's only for this particular couple, and not for the other brothers, and not for the other tzaros. So I think that's what the Ramban is saying. I think this is, might be adding a piece of what Leroy was saying, I'm not sure. And this is the Rav explains this, I don't know how the Rav explains the Ramban, but Shima's there. But the Ramban is saying is that, no, chalitza psula is not just like, oh, it's like a weaker kind of chalitza. No, chalitza psula, again, admittedly on the drabbanon level, or maybe it has roots on the raisa level, obviously, midrabbanon, they wouldn't have made this takanish, not for the fact that even midoraisa, there were two aspects to chalitza l'chora, but not for now. It says chalitza psula is a different kind of chalosa than chalitza kshera. Chalitza kshera is b'makom yibam kaimi, right? B'makom yibam kaimi. It's an alternative to yibam. As an alternative to yibam, that is resolving the chiyuv of the dead brother. It's an alternative to yibam. But chalitza psula is not an alternative to yibam. There is no yibam. There is no possibility of yibam. How can it be an alternative to yibam? So what is chalitza psula? I mean, it goes back to our question called olal yibam. How does chalitza psula make sense if you couldn't have done yibam? So he says, I'll tell you how. They made it into the other side of the chakira. Chalitza psula can't be an alternative to yibam. Chalitza psula, because it's not an alternative to yibam. Chalitza psula is a funny get. It's a funny kind of get. Right? And therefore, as a funny kind of get, it's just a matter of ishus, it's a gerushin. As a gerushin, gerushin only works for me and for you. That's who's doing the gerushin here. So I think that is the chiddush of Ramban, is what he's saying, is that chalitza psula is a fundamentally different kind of chalos. Instead of being on the b'makom yibam side of the chakira, it's on the gerushin side of the chakira. He even used the lashon of this chakira very nicely. You know, he doesn't say this is a brisker chakira, but he uses all the right lashonos, right? He says, bimakom, what did he say? Bimakom yibam kaimi, versus kigerushin, right? That's what he's saying, is that you want to know the answer to chakira, at least on the after the takana d'rabbanan, it depends whether you're doing a chalitza that could have done yibam, or a chalitza that couldn't have done yibam. And then, really, this whole din makes perfect sense according to this chiddush of the Ramban. Okay, so that's a basic introduction to the concept of, you know, if you don't say this introduction to the Ramban is saying there's a qualitative difference between chalitza psula and chalitza kshera. If you want to say there's just a quantitative difference, then I don't really know the svara so well. I mean, if you don't want to say the Ramban, you just want to say chalitza psula is weaker, why, because it's weaker, shouldn't it affect the tzaros? You could just say, you know, let's say number three, if you don't want to say the fancy Ramban, you could just say, stop, a weaker chalitza is not powerful enough to exempt other people. Okay, why? If those other people are on the same level as me, alright, not everything do I have to know the fancy svara for. Just say stam, sometimes who knows, something's weaker, it has less power. Okay, but the Ramban is much nicer. He says not that it's weaker, it's that it's the other side of the chakira. And if it's the other side of the chakira, then all of a sudden it makes a lot more sense. Okay, that's about it for Chalitza Psula. We'll pick up Emir Tashem on Monday, going on in the Gemara. Just snap it again, please. Going on in the Gemara, because of all kinds of various reasons, I keep falling behind and giving out the Makoros, and I still don't have the Makoros, but...